Dr. Larry Nassar abused his patients for decades.
I do remember telling the nurse, what if everyone thinks I'm lying?
Believed, a new podcast from Michigan Radio and NPR, looks at how a team of women put one of the worst serial sexual abusers behind bars.
You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton.
You know, it's election day. Big day for a lot of people.
I voted already.
Yeah, no, I did too. I absentee.
Absentee or early?
They don't have early voting, technically. It's absentee voting, and you have to give them a reason for why you can't be there.
Oh, what was your reason?
I said I had to work. There was a guy there who was like, what do you mean I can't vote early? And they were like, you can, we just don't call it early voting. It's absentee. And I just so badly wanted to tell him, just give them a reason. Just say why you can't be here on it. He's like, well, I have to work. And they were like, okay, put that down. He was not cooperating, no. Anyway, from everything we've seen and read, record numbers of young voters, young people are going to come out and vote in this election, and they're really getting involved. And this is something that I was thinking about when I heard this new song from Deer Hunter. The band Deer Hunter has a new album coming out called Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared? The song I want to play is called Death in Midsummer. It's a song that finds Bradford Cox doing some real soul searching and questioning what the point of anything is in the world that we live in now, with as upside down as everything is. So here's Deer Hunter with Death in Midsummer.
Come on down from that cloud and cast your fears aside. You're all here and there, and there's nothing inside. May God's will be done in these poisoned hills. And let the devil be cast out on his jail. There was a voice that called me. There was a light that we'll be right back. walk around and I see what's fading. You walk around and you see how it fades. Walk around and you see what's faded.
The song has that almost jaunty harpsichord throughout it, but the lyrics are kind of bleak. Bradford Cox sings at one point that your friends have died and their lives just fade away. Some work the hills, some work the factories, work their lives away, and in time you will see your own life fade away. And one thing I think is interesting, the more I listen to the song, is I noticed he doesn't really draw any conclusions. This whole song is just observations. Mm-hmm. He's not saying, therefore, life is not worth living, or, you know, but soldier on, or there's no conclusion drawn at all. He's just making these observations. Love this new song from Deer Hunter. Always happy to get new music from them. The record, Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared, is out January 18th.
I was thinking of the harpsichord in that record, and I spent the weekend, something that's coming out very soon, which is the Beatles' White Album.
Yeah.
I sat and listened to, from the very beginning, the new mixes, from the very beginning to the very end. I hadn't sat and listened uninterrupted without I'm not reading anything, just sit and listen to something, and it was just such
that's
a spectacular
glorious.
Listen.
Oh, are you thinking Little Piggies?
Piggies was a harpsichord piece.
Yeah.
It was really, really nice. And I was listening to it because I did an interview with Giles Martin, who's the son of George Martin, the producer of the Beatles' White Album, who has remixed this record. And we'll get into the whys and the wherefores, but
right.
All I can say is it's really beautiful.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Incredible.
But back to politics, because why not? And this is the day, and so many people are so inspired, trying to put their voice to what's going on in the world. And Andrew Bird has done that. Andrew Bird has a new song out. It's a song of discontent. It's a song called Bloodless. Andrew Bird says in the song, about the song, he says, we find ourselves in a cold civil war. Everyone is playing their part too well. Certain actors are reaping power and wealth from divisiveness.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the song called Bloodless. It's a great video online worth seeing, but this is Andrew Bird.
From your worry, they're selling blanks down at the DMZ. The banking on the sound and fury makes you wonder what it all's got to do with me. Bloodless for now. I know it's hard to be an optimist when you trust least the ones who claim to have the answers. It's an uncivil war. It's an uncivil war. It's an uncivil war. They explode like bombs. Bloodless for now. The gentry's drinking Moet Chandon. Bloodless for now. Turn around, quote a well-known song. Don't you worry about the wicked. Don't you envy those who do wrong. And you're innocent.
cause will shine like the noonday sun.
Love the tone of that record. That is Andrew Bird.
Great spaciousness, I should say, to that. It really opens up. It feels like they're in this almost cavernous room.
The video is walking through the streets of Los Angeles. You see sort of the mundane things that happen with the contrast of the words that are happening. Then you see like airplanes, bombers in the sky. There's images that I think is because he talks a lot about the Spanish Civil War and some of the in Catalonia and the similarities in tone of the way politicians speak these days as they did those days. Anyway, it's a complicated song. Watch the video. The words are there, too, and worth a good think, Andrew Bird.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, no new record announcement yet, but that song is called Bloodless. What'd you do this weekend, Mr. Hilton?
You know, it was my weekend was completely consumed by multiple birthday parties for children. My son had his had a birthday party, and then my daughter went to two different birthday parties.
It must have been a cold winter day in January, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I like looking back that way, just thinking
back,
about the
yeah back timing 9 months.
Yeah, yeah. And I officiated, not officiated, but I was a reader at my friend Ben's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really beautiful and
that's
cool.
That's life, right? I see birthdays and
right,
weddings.
Birthdays and weddings. And Bree Martin is here. Bree's our intern. Interesting weekend, anything?
You guys seem to have pretty celebratory weekend stories. I went up to Boston. I went to visit a couple of my friends, and while I was there, I held a human skull.
So how did you hold a human skull? Was there still a human attached to the skull?
I'm assuming not, Robin.
No, okay, just...
Right, so it was a dead human. She had donated her body to science, and my friend is a first-year medical student, so he just had this as kind of a study aid. They gave him a human skull in med school, and he kind of let us touch it and see really how delicate the bones are inside. Mm. And
was this at home?
No, I was I was in his apartment right next to all the houseplants. He had this like human skull.
Wow.
Wow. We had birth, life, and death in our trio.
I guess I never thought about science med students like here's your skull that you take it home.
I didn't know that. I didn't
welcome
know they
first
took
day.
It home either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I know you have a song for us today. Who, what, where?
Yeah, sure. So this is something else I brought back from Boston. So the song I'm going to play is by Alexander Furtado. So Alex Furtado has been a fixture of the Boston music scene for a couple years, playing in emo bands that made a lot of really wrenching, painful math rock that...
painful math
with,
rock.
With a ton of emotional scale. And this record has kind of been a turn for him. He's gone out on his own and made his own project under the name Alexander. And the song I'm going to play is off his new record, Settle Down, which came out last month on Disposable America and Forged Artifacts. What I like about it is that it really changed what he had been doing in the past to talk a lot more about mundane aspects of trying to handle your emotions rather than writing about death. And
he's taken away the bludgeoning is what you're trying to say. It sounds like it.
He's gone from talking about bludgeoning and wrenching and all of those things and turning more inward to talk about the mundane aspects of dealing with your emotions. So he talks a lot on this record about taking your pills every day, going to bed on time, doing your breathing exercises, things that he has adapted as coping strategies to deal with mental illness. And it's a moving record because of that. So the song I'm going to play is called Strange Time.
Kept it quiet for a long time. Trying to stop you.
I really love that.
Yeah.
That's, and the title Strange Time could almost be a headline for this entire show, it feels like. We are living in strange times.
Bree, you picked this. What, you said you found it in Boston. You said you brought this back from Boston. Where did you hear this? Was it?
So I first heard Alex Fattato on when I was looking into the studio where this was recorded, Big Nice Studio, out in Massachusetts. They've recorded a lot of really great fixtures of the local scene in the past couple of years. And what I like about this song so much and this whole record is that rather than glamorizing his struggles with mental illness, I think Alex, on this record, really tries to show his struggle with disproportionate emotions in his thoughts. Like, you'll hear he's singing about the day-to-day. He's singing about mundane walking down the street in Boston. But what you're hearing is this intensity of emotions and feelings caught up in those riffs in the guitar. I think that this record is about trying to come to terms with having those kinds of emotions be a part of, you know, going to pick up your prescription and learning to come to terms with that life.
I actually have something that's going to work nicely with that because it ties in with a lot of those themes. One of those themes being self-care, taking care of yourself. In fact, the song I want to play is called Self-Help. And it's from an artist that goes by the name Tomberlin. This is Sarah Beth Tomberlin. She's originally from Jacksonville and is now based out of Louisville. She recently put out her debut full-length record called At Weddings. And sort of like we've been talking about throughout this show, she is a young artist who finds herself in a bit of an existential crisis. This is the sort of thing that's nearly universal, I suppose, no matter what's happening in the world. But I think people are feeling it particularly strongly right now. She grew up the daughter of a Baptist preacher, and she says that the hymns that she grew up singing inform her music a lot. But at the same time, on this new record, she is questioning her faith. She's longing for some sort of sense of stability or security. The song I said I want to play is called Self-Help, and Tomberlin says you can hear a lot of the angst and uncertainty that she's talking about in this song.
Self-help, sonically and lyrically, it's a panic attack. It's sorting through reality and delusion and really trying to just find a center and a balance, because reality is never perfect, and it's more so just trying to identify what things are tools and what things are weapons, what will help me, what will give me a voice and give me strength, sorting through all of the garbage so you can hold on to the good.
There's this great sound that happens about halfway through, you know, that yes, rising and falling. You. It's like an alarm going off in slow motion, which is, I think, what a panic attack can kind of feel like. I said once that on some show a while back that I feel like music sometimes is the closest we ever get to reality or truth. And it's because music can get past our brains, right, and tap into that thing that we're otherwise unable to reach. Anyway, that's the music of Tomberlin. Her new record is called At Weddings, and that song was Self-Help.
At Weddings, that's where it was.
Yeah, Weddings.
See? Let's take a break.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ELS Studio 3D Premium Audio, available in the all-new 2019 Acura RDX. Surrounded by 16 speakers and 710 watts, ELS Studio 3D lets you take studio-quality sound on the road. Developed with 8-time Grammy Award-winning recording engineer Elliot Shiner, it's a whole new dimension in sound that lets you hear the music the way it was originally intended to be heard. Precision-crafted audio performance, exclusively from Acura. Support also comes from MailChimp. It might sound like MailChimp just does email marketing, but they actually do a lot more to help your business grow. Because growth doesn't just look one way, MailChimp helps guide you to the right marketing decisions for your business, from audience management to ad campaigns and automation. MailChimp, they do more than mail.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm here with Robin Hilton. I'm Bob Boylan. I have something for you that you don't know and you do know.
Try me.
I will say the words Fox Warren.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. I say the words Andy Schauf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Love Andy Schauf.
And when he was a kid, had musical friends. He's put together a band with these folks. This is his childhood friends, Dallas Bryson, brothers Daryl Kissick and Avery Kissick. And they all grew up, just quoting its a press release, which says, small towns across the Canadian prairies. Andy's been wanting to do this project with them for years. This album shines a light on what is brilliant about Andy, which is his words.
Yeah.
And that unique voice of his, mm-hmm. which I am definitely attracted to. So I'm going to play this song from Andy Schauf. I know you are too. You brought him to the Tiny Desk, right, in 2016.
I did, and I think I discovered him maybe at South By a handful of years ago. I don't remember the first time I heard him, but yeah, he's a phenomenal storyteller. And I love his sense of melody and his voice both.
So the song I'm going to play is called Everything Apart. The band is Fox Warren.
Everything apart from
Isn't that spectacular?
Love it. It's much more propulsive than what Andy himself normally does as a solo artist. He can his stuff sometimes borders more like on like Elliott Smith territory.
Right, and this kind of almost Hawkwind or Krautrock or something that happens on this record. That you're right. It's very propulsive. His voice though.
Yeah.
I'm driving into work today trying to think of, like, who does he remind me of, you know? And I've thought about this before, and it never clicked. And then this morning I had this thought.
There was just one more thing that was bothering me about it.
It totally was. If I play this, see, in my head it worked just fine.
Holding you close, undisturbed before a fire.
I can hear that, yeah.
The pressure in my chest.
The voice of Graham Nash doing Lady of the Isle. Or Lady of the Island, I think, is how it
Yeah, I think was. Andy sings, it's kind of in the back of his throat a little bit, almost like he's swallowing his own voice, I think is how some of that sound is.
Yeah. Fox Warren is the name of the band that Andy is part of. And there's an album coming out November 30th on Anti. I'm excited.
You remember I told you, this is totally off the show, but we were talking the other day, and I told you how I had this dream where my dad, who's passed away, where I had this dream that he was trying to FaceTime with me from another dimension.
Yeah.
It has really haunted me in the days since then. And I've tried to think, like, of how I could possibly describe what this other dimension looked like that he was calling from. And I can't. But I heard something recently that sounds like what that dimension looked like.
Wow.
In other words, this sounds like it was captured from some other plane, like a parallel universe or something. This recording that I want to play, I'll call it a song, I guess. It comes from the composer Ian William Craig. He's based out of Vancouver.
Canadian theme.
Yeah. And I just want to play this cut. It's called TC-377 Poem from an album called Thresholder. And then after we hear this, I'm going to let Ian William Craig tell you how he did it, because I think you're going to be wondering.
Thank you.
The whole album is just so transfixing to me and transporting, and it takes you to this like other seemingly endless universe. I asked him to tell us how he did this. You know?
Well, if I were to attempt stuff like that, I would say he had a couple of transistor radios and a couple of tape machines that would capture the sound of these radios, and then it would loop them and play them back, and then, you know, so on and so forth. So, Ian, why don't you tell me the other possible way you could do this?
You're partly right.
So all of the sounds that you hear on this particular track are generated from either my voice or from a reel-to-reel machine not working in the way that it's intended, and collaging different moments of time together between those two things. So essentially what I do is I put little electrical clamps, so to speak, on each of the three heads. So one tape head is responsible for erasing, one is responsible for recording, and one is responsible for playing. You can think of these three things almost kind of like hoses that are spraying electrical signals out onto the tape. And so when you put a clamp on it, the flow, so to speak, is encumbered, and you're never really quite sure what's going to erase or what's going to record. And if you do this enough times and layer it enough times, you end up with this really beautiful, generous, textural sound. And so I really relish the unpredictability that these tape decks impart to the process.
And that song that I just played is called TC-377. That is actually a model number for a Sony reel-to-reel machine. TC-377 poem. But anyway, the record's called Thresholder. It just came out November 2nd, and love it. And I should say that this is something also our intern Bree turned me on to.
And it reminds me of this weekend listening to the White Album from beginning to end and Revolution Number Nine, which is the piece, the audio collage that John Lennon put together with Yoko and a little help from his friends,
yeah,
so to speak. And there's a 5.1 mix coming of that, which I really am eager to hear.
I'd almost buy a 5.1 sound system to hear that.
Or come over to my place. No, you're probably right. I'd rather buy one.
It's a hard no. Hard pass, Bob.
Take us out time? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
The mood is really going to shift completely. Are you ready? A circus band is about to appear. I'm going to play something by this group, Bocconte and the Metropole Orchestre. And this is, you know, one of those things where I get bunches of music, put them randomly in a playlist,
right. Play
it, and I'm driving down the road, and it's like, what is this? So Bocconte is a group of musicians. They're from different continents and countries. It's all put together with the help of Michael League. Michael is one of the members of Snarky Puppy.
Oh, I know Snarky Puppy, yeah.
I figured just by the name you would know Snarky Puppy. He said that their mission is united in this belief that music should be a voice for the voiceless, a force for change against the rising tide of exclusion and indifference in a world that is reaching the boiling point. This goes back to our very beginning of our show, doesn't it? The Metropole Orchestre is an orchestra based in the Netherlands. They play jazz, they play pop, they play all things in between. This band sort of traces blues roots from Africa and the Arab world to modern context. And I'm going to play this amazing piece of music. The voice on this song, I think it's sung in either Creole and French. It's sung by Malika Tirolian. And this song I'm going to play from an album called This Heat is called All the Way Home.
The album is called This Heat?
This Heat.
This Heat and yes. All the Way Home.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Hilton. Here we go.
Yeah, okay.
Bocconte and the Metropole Orchestre. Bye, Bree.
Bye, Bob.
You're not gonna say goodbye to me?
Bye, Mr. Hilton.
Bye, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
On the way home, on the way home. dégueulasse. Aïe, aïe. Ou qu'on prend nous t'es trop fort. Aïe, aïe. Ou qu'on prend nous pas t'es péfait. Pas des bouts à faire fort. Ou qu'on prend nous t'es fait magie. Ou qu'on prend nous t'es fait monter. Ou qu'on prend nous t'es fait ça ou dit. Trop pour nous résister. On va monter qu'elle mais on loupe pas vivre encore ici, donc elle est faux retourner. J'ai un fond agréable, en certain ou qui peut avouer. Travail à sa part et ciao. C'est égo ou qui fait rétrer. Pas mentir ou toi être sans mythe. Et ben tout ça qui j'ai passé. Pas trop tard pour prendre la fille. Y'a qui commence à marcher. Même en bateau, ou gérer en ronda, ou peut même prendre à pied, si vous pourtant m'aider, c'est vite à nous mander, c'est rentrer à Gaza. Mais on n'a pas vu encore ici, donc elle est pour y tourner.